Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series Islamic Way of Life where we discuss our Islamic lifestyle and Islamic morals and ethics and values to live life by, inshallah azza wa jalla. Inshallah, in today's program, we are going to be discussing that perseverance is key to success. Subhanallah. Let's inshallah learn the virtue of sending durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he has stated that the one who recites upon me 10 times salat in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful kalam before we continue further into today's topic. And inshallah, we'll be shortly back after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana. Aqa, tu shama-e risalat hai. سر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ سنگِ در جانا نا آقا
تو
شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا، کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن شانہ، تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. انشاءاللہ لیٹس ڈسکس اباؤٹ ٹوڈیز ٹاپک وچ از ٹو بی اسٹرائیونگ اینڈ ٹو ابزرو پرسیویئرنس ان آرڈر ٹو اٹین سکسیس انشاءاللہ عز و جل, ویدر اٹ از فار میٹرز آف دس لائف اور دا پلین آف دا ہیئر آفٹر. It is important to strive for something to be successful. That's why it is said that striving is the key to success. Subhanallah. In today's episode, we will learn the importance of striving and the things we should be striving for. There can be no bigger success to attain than the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we'll learn about what we should strive for in order to attain such a huge success. We'll also hear about how important it is to strive to be obedient to our parents and to try and perform virtuous actions to be successful. To be successful not only in this life as well as in the life in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. We will also learn some parables and many points about how continuous striving can lead to enormous success. Let's inshallah listen to an informative parable about the importance of striving and perseverance. It is said that a king had attacked an area more than 6 times in order to conquer it, but he was unsuccessful. When his last attempt was unsuccessful, he became tired, and in a state of sadness and despair, he lay down in the room with the intention to rest. Whilst thinking about his numerous unsuccessful attempts, suddenly his eyesight fell upon an ant trying to climb the wall in the room, which had no intention of giving up despite failing constantly. Many times the ant would reach very close to the top of the wall, but would then fall down. Then it would get up again and attempt to climb up again. The ant would then get up and try again to climb the wall. Eventually, after many attempts, the ant became successful in its attempt. Allahu Akbar. Seeing this struggle of the ant, the king gained motivation. He fought off his despair and striving again with a new passion and enthusiasm to attack the area and became successful in his mission and conquered the land. Allah. We learn from this parable that continuous striving and making continuous efforts does eventually produce a result. We are able to learn many things from an action of an ant in trying to achieve its mission. No matter how far or how difficult the destination is, an ant goes towards its pursuit and purpose with much intent and courage, and only rests when it manages to attain great heights. Likewise, a few small ants work together to pick up big grains and take it inside their burrow. This is also the result of their continuous striving and struggle. Dear viewers, we should also learn a lesson from these ants and make it a part of our life to continuously strive. Through continuous striving, difficult tasks are able to be completed, whereas without striving, even an easy task seems mountainous and daunting. Dear brothers, always remember that we must strive to carry out those acts that please Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will benefit us in this life and in the hereafter. This is a cause of prominence for the religion of Islam that will help us to fulfill our purpose of coming to this world, that will benefit our country and community. It will benefit the creation and which are not a means of causing pain unjustly to anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal has given glad tidings of success to those who strive in His way. Therefore, He Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who struggled in our way, we shall definitely show them our paths. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The summary of the commentary of this ayah taken from Tafsir Siratul Jinan is that those who strive to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, they will definitely be shown the path of reward. Those who strive to repent, they will definitely be shown the pathways to sincerity. And those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action. And those who strive to establish the sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, there are two key points mentioned in this beautiful tafsir. One is to strive continuously to follow and establish the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was an adherent of the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would go and practice every sunnah that he saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. And one day, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he approaches him and he asks him, show me the place in the Masjid al-Haram where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray, would read salah. So he went and showed him that it is two hands away from the wall of the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala went there and prayed salah. Look at the enthusiasm of great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and a sahabi ibn sahabi. I mean, in fact, both the sahaba, they are the sons of sahaba, subhanallah. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's the son of Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his mother is also a sahabiya, subhanallah, Sayyidah Hind radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he is the son of the Khalifa of Islam, second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was groomed at the hands of his father and was taught the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his father. And he obtained this love and yearning to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he strived in this path, Allahu Akbar. There would be occasions when he would be going somewhere and he would try and follow and emulate every sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such enthusiasm to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to give us the enthusiasm of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, to derive from their inspiration. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. The second thing that comes to mind, as it has been highlighted in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, that those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to success. Subhanallah. There can be many accounts given of the pious predecessors, subhanallah, in the pursuit of knowledge. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled from his motherland, Jilan, all the way to Baghdad, subhanallah, in pursuit of knowledge. And he would go hungry for days in pursuit of knowledge. We learned from this ayah of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, and those who struggled in our way, we shall definitely show them our path, subhanallah. We learn from this blessed ayah and commentary that whoever does virtuous actions, he will be rewarded with goodness for them. We hope that through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever strives to be obedient to their parents, he will be successful in this life and in the hereafter. Whoever strives to feed Muslims the stages of the hereafter will continue to become easy for him. Subhanallah. Whoever continues to strive in giving charity, he will have blessing in his wealth. Whoever strives to repent from his sins, he will be blessed with sincerity. The students who strive for gaining knowledge, he will gain success. They will attain the success, inshallah, by their sincere actions. Whoever strives to act upon the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spreading the sunnah, as Alhamdulillah our Da'wat Islami has been beautifully doing for over 40 years, Alhamdulillah, with steadfastness, they will be eligible for a blessing like paradise, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Da'wat Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, our fundamental purpose should be to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Through gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will succeed in this life and in the hereafter. Remember that gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is above all things. The merciful Lord who grants success to people after their striving has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the greatest bounty is the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. To attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should gain compulsory knowledge and worship Allah Azza wa Jal in accordance with the knowledge. Because worship is only accepted when it is performed in the correct manner, as specified by the Sharia. Remember, brothers, that worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal after gaining Islamic knowledge is one way of escaping the grasp of Satan. It is a way of gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a remedy to gain cure for the disease of the sins. It is a way of reforming the internal and external. It is a means of refreshing up the soul. Worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal after gaining Islamic knowledge is a means which brings one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the very reason our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala would remain busy in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal according to the demands of knowledge and rulings of Sharia, and would strive to perform optional deeds in abundance alongside acting upon the faraid and wajibat as well. Inshallah, let's listen to some stories related to the worship carried out by our pious predecessors and how they strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ghaus of humans and jinns, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, consistently offered Fajr Salah for 40 years with the ablution with the wudu of Isha Salah. He completed the recitation of the entire Quran every night for 15 years. Allahu Akbar. He would offer 1,000 rakat salah, 1,000 units of salah, nafl salah every day. When Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala passed away, someone saw him in his dream and asked, "Ma fa'ala Allahu bik? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you?" He replied, "I saw my merciful creator and he said to me, O Ibn Sa'id, congratulations to you. I am pleased with you because when night would fall, you would worship me with tears and softness in your heart. Paradise is in front of you. Take whichever place you like and you continue to behold me because I am not far from you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers, we just learned how our pious predecessors would strive to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was day or night. They would only have one aim in their life, and that was to please Allah Azza wa Jal. When these blessed personalities worship Allah Azza wa Jal in such a manner that has been prescribed, then Allah Azza wa Jal grants them the glad tidings of His pleasure, subhanallah. But unfortunately, in the current era, we strive to go ahead of one another in worldly matters. For example, we wish to make a beautiful house. When we see that someone else has got a beautiful house, and then we wish to wear expensive clothes, seeing others wearing expensive clothing, we seem to be worried about what brand a person wears and what type of cars a person drives. And our striving goes in the futile acts like these. Whereas Sayyidina Habib Najjar, his lifestyle would suffice, inshallah, to give us a wake-up call as to what our priorities should be. And Sayyidina Habib Najjar, rahimahullah ta'ala, would worship throughout the night, fast throughout the day, and give away whatever food would be presented to him for iftar, and would himself worship all night in the state of hunger. When it would be close to morning, he would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner with humility and humbleness. I remained drowned in the ocean of negligence and lost in sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, that this disgraceful, sinful and ill bondsman of yours is present at the door of your generosity and is asking you for protection. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You just heard how much passion and enthusiasm our pious predecessors would have for worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. And even after worshipping in abundance, they would pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility and humbleness for the acceptance of their worship. We should also strive to worship in abundance to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also strive to illuminate our grave so that we could be saved from the heat of the Day of Judgment, so that our scale of good deeds could be heavier, that we could cross Bridge of Sirat, so that we could attain the high ranks in paradise. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has created us for His worship. In order to be successful in this mission, we have not been sent into this world, you know, for a short period of time, for anything else, but to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. The world is the cultivation for the hereafter. During this time, we must prepare ourselves for the grave and the hereafter. Therefore, an intelligent person values this short time period and remains busy in preparing himself for the grave and the hereafter, and does not even waste 1 second in unnecessary activities, because no one knows whether they will live for another second or whether death will make him enter a state of deep sleep forever. Allahu sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to more accounts of our pious predecessors, how they would strive to attain this success. Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that during a very cold night, my mother asked me to bring water. I came with a glass of water but saw that my mother had fallen asleep. I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up from her sleep. Therefore, I stood next to her with a glass of water in my hand, with this in mind that when she wakes up, I will present the water to her. I stood quite a while. Meanwhile, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning it into ice. When my mother woke up, I presented her a glass of water. Due to the ice, as soon as my finger detached from the glass, some of my skin peeled off and blood began to flow. Seeing this, my mother asked, "What is this?" I told her the whole story. Hearing this, my mother raised her hands and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Oh Allah, I am pleased with him, so you also be pleased with him." Subhanallah. This is how he attained the great rank of wilaya, subhanAllah, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami, Sultanul Muwahideen. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Sultanul Awliya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was traveling with the caravan from Jilan to Baghdad in pursuit of knowledge. As they passed Hamadan, 60 robbers attacked and robbed the entire caravan. Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala, he says that no one asked me anything. One robber then approached me and asked, "Oh boy, what do you have?" I replied, 40 dinars. He then asked, "Where is it?" And I replied, "Beneath my cloak." The robber thought this was a joke and walked away. After this, another robber approached me and asked me similar questions, to which I gave the same answers. He also walked away, thinking of it as a joke, taking it lightly. When all the robbers got together after with the leader and told him about me, I was called over and they were busy distributing the wealth of the loot. The leader of the robbers asked me, what have you got? I replied, 40 dinars. He then asked to the robbers whilst ordering them to search me. After searching me, when the truth became apparent, he then asked me with surprise, what made you tell the truth? I replied, my mother's advice. The leader then asked, what was the advice? I replied, my mother taught me to always tell the truth, and I promised her that I would always speak the truth. Hearing this, the leader of the robbers said whilst crying, this child did not break the promise he made to his mother. And on the other hand, I have been breaking the promises I made with my Creator, with my merciful Allah, my entire life. He instantly repented alongside his companions and gave back the wealth they had robbed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, the lovers of Ghawsi Pak. You heard that when Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu acted upon his mother's advice, Allah Azza wa Jal granted the robbers who had been robbing people their entire life the ability to repent. But unfortunately, there are many foolish people out there who cause difficulties to their mother and father due to being away from Islamic knowledge, from Islamic teachings, from Islamic values. They fight with their parents over anything and everything. Instead of keeping their parents happy, they follow their carnal desires and put their parents in jeopardy. They force their parents to get to do whatever they desire, regardless of whether it is permissible or impermissible matter. For example, they taunt them. They say to them hurtful things. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected from adopting this evil practice of hurting our parents. When it comes to striving in the path of pursuit, in whatever calling, righteous calling that you are pursuing, always remember that if we strive hard and if we persevere, inshallah, the barakah will come. Especially if we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it should be done for the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. A great imam, a great alim, a great scholar of Islam of the past, Allama Sa'duddin Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the author of many great books which are taught in Dars Nizami syllabus in Alim course. And he would strive. His memory wasn't strong. He had a weak memory. And he would strive hard to learn his lesson. And one day he was busy learning and reading. Somebody came and told him, let's go for sightseeing. Imam Taftazani says, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. I've got to learn. And until I learn it, I'm not going to go anywhere. Second time the same person came and Imam Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala gave the same response. And it repeatedly happened. And then the last time when the person came to tell him, he told him, come, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you. Allahu Akbar. As soon as he heard this, he rushed to go at the outskirts of the place, of the city, to meet the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And he met the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him about his excuse as to why he didn't come earlier. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I wasn't aware of it, Allah, that you were calling me. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have weak memory, please help me. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed saliva in his mouth. And subhanallah, as soon as he did that, this brilliant student of Islam, this brilliant scholar of Islam, rose to such heights next day when he is in the class and he's posing such profound question, such knowledgeable questions to his teacher that he is surprised, subhanAllah. Even his classmates, they can't get the hang of it. They can't understand, they can't make of it, Allahu Akbar, so what he is asking. Such was his level of intellect, Allahu Akbar, inspired by the blessed saliva of the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. When his teacher asked him, he told his teacher the entire incident. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. This is how he rose to great height, subhanAllah. Allama Sa'aduddin Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The author of Sharhul Aqaid al-Nasafiya, the author of many great books on Islamic subjects, alhamdulillah. One such book comes to mind is Mukhtasar al-Ma'ani, which is written on the rhetorics, on the balagha, on this science of balagha related to Arabic literature, alhamdulillah. The Quranic literature, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal definitely grants those who strive. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he said to his student Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you are very unintelligent, but your striving and steadfastness enabled you to progress, subhanallah. Therefore, always protect yourself from laziness, as laziness is a very big disaster and an unfortunate thing. Dear viewers, let's not become lazy. Let's inshallah make effort. Let's inshallah persevere. Let's strive. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the paths for us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the path of success will be open for us in this world as well as in the hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. With this message, please do remember to keep watching Madani channel and always striving to inculcate the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah and his teachings into our lives, inshallah, to beautify our life and our character as a human being and as a society, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life, Islamic way of life.